From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams. In a few minutes, John Kerry and drive-by campaigning. But first, bad news on the job front. The government released unemployment and payroll figures today. Only 32,000 new jobs were created in July. That is the lowest increase since December, and far below the predicted number of 200,000 jobs. The unemployment rate did go down by 0.1% to 5.5%. Joining us now is Mark Zandi, the chief economist of Economy.com, to tell us what all this means. Mark?
It's good to be with you, Noah.
How disappointing, you know, this is an increase actually, but how disappointing are the numbers?
They're very disappointing. Economists, including myself, were expecting a job gain of over 200,000 in July, and of course we got something close to 30,000. On top of disappointing numbers in May and June. So the job market has throttled back significantly in the summer, and it's discouraging because it doesn't augur well for growth in the second half of this year.
Now, the state of the recovery, well, people are going to say things slowing down, almost stopping. How dire is the news?
Well, it's just very disappointing. I don't think the economy is going to stall out here. I think the expansion will remain intact and will move forward. But we're certainly not getting an economy that would make us all feel very comfortable about what's going on. And we are vulnerable to any other little thing that could go wrong. So it is very disappointing.
The second month in a row, actually, of disappointing job creation numbers. Can you put a name to a trend like this?
Well, Chairman Greenspan called it a soft patch. I'm not sure that this now qualifies for a soft patch, something more than that. I don't think we're going to go down down into a hole, but this is more than a soft patch. It's something very very disturbing.
When you see numbers like this, jobs, new jobs not being created fast enough, does it mean that somebody out there is saying that, you know, it's not going to work, this new economy, this recovery, and so I'm not going to make an investment in new manufacturing? What actually is going on?
Well, most fundamentally, I think businesses are very skittish. They're very uncomfortable with terrorist alerts, what's going on in the Middle East, Iraq, other geopolitical concerns. Of course, here at home, they're paying higher energy prices. They see that consumers are struggling with the higher energy prices. All those things are coming together and weighing on the willingness and even the ability of businesses to go out and expand, and that means less aggressive investing and, as we can see, less aggressive hiring.
All these people who run businesses are filling up their gas tanks, you know, once a week with gasoline that costs more than $2 a gallon.
Yeah, that's a problem. If we have to pay more to fill our gasoline tank, then we clearly have a lot less to spend on everything else, and the retailers are screaming loudly about this. Walmart, the largest retailer in the country far and away, has said on numerous occasions that these higher gasoline prices are taking a significant bite out of their customers' pocketbooks. And if they're feeling it, then the entire economy is feeling it.
We're going to talk about the politics of all this in just a moment. But let me get an economist's view. The election is coming up fast. Can the numbers spin around and work out, let's say, in the Bush administration's favor, or will it go the other way, let's say, in John Kerry's favor before the voting?
Well, I'm sure the president's having a difficult time with these numbers this morning. This does not work in his favor. It's hard to say that the economy has definitively turned the corner here. We're still having a great deal of difficulty getting on track. For the president, this makes life a little bit more difficult politically. And, of course, conversely, it makes it a little bit easier for Challenger Kerry to make the case that the economy is just not measuring up.
Mark Zandi is the chief economist of Economy.com. Thank you very much.
It was a pleasure.